The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Novak Djokovic of Serbia has a fifth Wimbledon men's tennis title.
This kind of matches you work for, you live for, they give sense and they give value to every minute you spend on the court training and working to get yourself in this position and play the match with one of your greatest rivals of all time.
Djokovic and Swiss great Roger Federer went the distance at the All England Club with a tie break in the final set. The epic championship match could have gone either way, and Federer was happy to have a chance to win.
Always try to push yourself to see things on the better side, but it was definitely tough, you know, to have those chances.
Djokovic dug in when he had to.
I thought I could have played better, but at the same time, one thing that probably this, you know, allowed me to come back and save match points and win this match was the mental stability in those moments.
Djokovic has defeated Federer in 26 of their 48 meetings and now has 16 major titles, two behind Nadal and four behind Federer. Djokovic began his celebration with a quick post-match snack. Tasty Wimbledon grass.
Better than ever. I don't know. It tasted amazing. I'm still digesting it.
I can't describe how I feel winning Wimbledon. It's pretty special.
Special, as Simona Halep becomes the first Romanian women's champion at Wimbledon, rolling over American Serena Williams 6-2, 6-2 in just 56 minutes.
Today I decided before the match that I'm going to focus on myself and on the final of Grand Slam, not on her. So that's why I was able to play my best, to be relaxed and to be able to be positive and confident against her.
It's amazing. I wasn't sure it would ever happen.
The 148th Open Championship tees off at Royal Portrush as the oldest of golf's four majors returns to Northern Ireland for the first time in 68 years, making it extremely special for players like Padraig Harrington. He says while the course is great, there's another factor that weighs heavily when playing in Northern Ireland.
A lot will depend on the weather. If there's tough conditions, you know, if it gets a bit of rain, and it is a very difficult golf course if you start missing fairways.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.